Even as it's being renovated, school's in session in this 95-year-old building on the campus of the University of Michigan. The construction workers start their day at 5:30 in the morning. They try to do the loudest, dirtiest work before classes begin. Even so, there's plenty of noise and dust. But the occupants of this building don't seem to mind.
Being what they are, they would like to set an example for other buildings in the university and other buildings in general.
What they are is the School of Natural Resources and Environment, and what's happening here is a $22 million green renovation. The idea is to reduce the building's impact on the environment wherever possible. Susan Monroe is the university architect overseeing the project.
In general, it was a response to the constituency here that we want energy efficiency, we want sustainable design, we want a building that reflects what we're about. It was their way to walk the talk.
Saving energy is often the driving force behind this type of renovation, because over time it can help defray some of the upfront costs of materials and labor. In this building, designers hope to reduce overall energy consumption by 50%. That translates into savings of about $80,000 a year. Plans for this project include adding skylights to reduce the need for artificial lighting, using high-efficiency bulbs and sensors to automatically turn lights off when they're not needed. Another goal of the project is to find ways to salvage and reuse some of the building's original materials, like these boards. They're old and filled with nails, but graduate student Peter Reppy says once the nails are removed and the wood is sanded, it should add some nice touches to the building and maybe save a little money.
These are actually the rafters of the roof, which has been in the roof for 95 years, and it's really dry, and it's 95-year-old southern yellow pine, which we are thinking of transforming it into flooring material for frame windows and other smaller applications.
Reppy is one of many students and faculty in the building who are working with designers to take green to the extreme. Together, they've studied the building's potential environmental impacts. They've looked at issues like indoor air quality and conserving water. They're even considering composting toilets. Architect Susan Monroe says everything's open for discussion because the aim of this green renovation is to make a statement. But she says the project has had its share of skeptics.
You know, the idea of, for instance, salvaging the wood in the roof, I think was looked at as a joke, I'm sorry to say. I mean, people were saying, why? You know, why are you doing this? On the other hand, I mean, once you see the wood, you go, oh, well, that's pretty good stuff.
Monroe acknowledges not everyone can afford a multi-million-dollar environmental makeover. But she says the building will serve as a model of many green concepts, and there are plenty of ideas here that can be used in renovating other university buildings, businesses, even homes.
We're looking at this building as a teaching tool, and that anyone who comes in contact with it will have something to learn from it.
The University of Michigan's project isn't the first of its kind. Several other colleges and universities have also taken on green renovations, though most are on a smaller scale. At Denison University in Granville, Ohio, a $3.5 million green renovation was completed on one building last fall. Abram Kaplan is Director of Environmental Studies at Denison.
We went into this renovation with the idea that we can give people a working environment that feels like any other working environment, but it can be an environmental improvement. We didn't sort of shove environmentalism in their face, but rather did it in more subtle and doable ways.
Kaplan adds he has only one regret. The building is noisy due to the ventilation system. He says it's a problem that could have been avoided with a little more planning. The green team at the University of Michigan has learned from Denison's project. Susan Monroe says human comfort is a priority.
You know, I'd love for everyone to come out of here saying, boy, that's the best building I've ever been in. and for the reasons that it has accommodated their needs, the needs to control your boundaries, to be able to have acoustical privacy, to be able to have fresh air, to be able to have access to sunlight. All of those things are very important.
The green renovation is expected to take up to 4 more years to complete. And it'll take at least another 3 years after that to get a clear picture of the bottom line energy savings. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Ann Arbor, Michigan.